baby, you call, I can hear a thing. I've got no service in the club, you say, say. Well, what did you see, huh? You're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy. Kind of busy, kind of busy. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy. Just a second, it's my favorite song we're gonna play. And I cannot text you with a drink in my hand, eh? You should have made some plans with me, you knew that I was free. But now you won't stop calling me, I'm kind of busy. Stop calling, stop calling, I don't wanna talk anymore. I lift my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop calling, stop calling, I don't wanna think anymore. I lift my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop telephoning me, I'm busy. Stop telephoning me. Been calling one, but there's no one home, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. I'm out of the club, I'm sipping that bub, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. Been calling one, but there's no one home, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. I'm out of the club, I'm sipping that bub, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. Boy, the way you blown my phone won't make me leave no faster. Put my cone on faster, leave my girls no faster. I should have left my phone at home, cause this is a disaster. Calling like a collector, sorry I cannot answer. It's not that I don't like you, I'm just at a party, and I am sick and tired of my phone ringing. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station. Tonight I'm not taking no calls, cause I'll be dancing. Cause I'll be dancing, cause I'll be dancing. Tonight I'm not taking no calls, cause I'll be dancing. Stop calling, stop calling, I don't wanna think anymore. I lift my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop calling, stop calling, I don't wanna talk anymore. I lift my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop telephoning me. I'm busy. Stop telephoning me.
I'm sipping that bub and you're not gonna reach my telephone.
My telephone, my telephone.
Cause I'm out in club, I'm sipping that bub and you're not gonna reach my telephone.
We're sorry,
the number you have reached
is not inserted at this time. Please check the number or try your call again.
Turtle.
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 Woo.
What did you think, Val?
Woo! Oh, I love this song.
I feel like this song has been done by a lot of people.
I think it's just been done by me like 5 times.
It's been done by us.
By us, I know. I really liked this. Like vocally, it was really good. Energy-wise, it was super good. And the multiple turtles at the end, it was like the cutest thing ever. And it was like, that's a bunch of turtles. It was like really like funny in a cute way. And I was like, aw. And it like kind of took the roar out of the song, but like in a good way, because I was like, it's turtle. My only like note about this is like it sounded like you're like trying to do a Gaga voice on this. Like, the pronunciation sounded really kind of weird, and, like, yeah, like, I would have liked it without the weird voice thingy, but, other than that, I really liked this.
What'd you think, Jeffers?
Sorry, I had to, like,
someone came in looking for like a companion and stuff. So I like completely did not hear anything Valk said. But
it's cool. I am easily ignorable.
But no. I did agree with Valk on the pronunciation thing. I heard that part, but I think it's more like her text and accent, because she's all southern and such. And that was so bad. But yeah, I thought this was good, Turtle. The only thing I have down that was really negative was, mixing-wise, I thought your vocals were too soft. But other than that, I liked it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It sat good in your range, and you had some nice power and belting. There was this part in the bridge where it's like, sometimes I feel like I'm in Grand Station. It sounded like there was a really odd transition in timing about that part. It sounded like cuts between two recordings, but other than that, I like this, Turtle. Good job.
Yeah. I think I agree that there were some timing things. I really liked your energy, though. It was really good. I think there was, like, you kind of were doing a Gaga voice, I think was what Valk said, the way that she described it. Yeah, you kind of did this weird, like, you kind of put this, like, twang on it or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
it sounded more Gaga-y than Texan-y.
Yeah, it was weird. So, I think that was kind of bizarre for me. But that didn't make me, like, dislike it really strongly. I mean, like...
Yeah.
Like, I think you still did a really good job. So, good job.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Yeah, I don't really think I have anything else to say. Faded is next.
Yep.
Yay!
So dumb right now, standing outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please just cut it out. Don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not, baby. When I know you put on quite a show, really had me going. Now it's time to go. The curtain's finally closing. That was quite a show, very entertaining. But it's over now. Go on and take a bow. And get gone. You better hurry up before the sprinklers come on. Talking about girl, I love you, you're the one. This just looks like a rerun. Please, what else is on? And don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not, baby. When I know you're only sorry cut out. But you put on quite a show, really had me going. Now it's time to go, curtain's finally closing. That was quite a show, very entertaining. But it's over now. Go on and take a bow. Standing ovation. But you put on quite a show. Really had me going. Now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show. Very entertaining. But it's over now. Go on and take a bow.
Faded. Phantom. Okay. Faded. I had really mixed feelings about this. I didn't like this as much as I have some other things you've done. The first note I have down was this was very nasal, and sometimes it works like on more upbeat songs that you've done in the past, but the nasal did not work on this song. I thought that the lower parts of your first verse were slightly pitchy and flat in the beginning. And it was a little pitchy throughout. And I'm not really sure if I liked the emotion you had going on in the song. Like, at first, I thought it was a little whiny sounding in the beginning. And then as it got on, I put down, this is getting a bit overperformed and too shouty for this kind of song. Like, I always think of the song more as, like, tender and sad than, like, bitter, I guess. So I didn't really like the performance you had. And at times it was a little talky, like in the bridge. But yeah, not your greatest. But still not bad. It just like, it's kind of like Cookies. Like this is a really good night, and anything that just isn't quite really good is kind of like, doesn't look so good tonight.
It like stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm done.
Oh, done.
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah. So you were gonna say one thing, and then I wasn't sure if you cut out, so I was like, oh, weird. Oh.
Nope.
Okay, well. I, like, didn't really love this. It sounded too low for you, and at the beginning, you sounded a little flat, even, because it was, like, sounding like you were trying to, like, push to get it that low. And then there were some words that you said, like, I think you said, like, you got caught, really, like, I think caught was one of the words that I noticed being, like, really nasally. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, and also sounded like you were kind of attacking the song. Like, it was too much emotion and energy. Like you were, like, over-emoting, and, like, there were parts where it sounded like you were crying, and it was, like, made me really sad, but also I was like, I feel like this is too much for what you're doing.
It didn't quite work in this song.
Yeah. What did you think, Val?
I have mixed feelings about this, because, like, I agree that it was too low for you. The music sounded a little, like, your vocals sounded really soft in this, too, and it sounded a little reverb-heavy. I also agree with the nasalness. I'm not sure if I think it was, I don't know, like, I'm kind of, like, iffy about, like, the emotion on this, because at some parts I liked what you were doing with the emotion, and then at other parts I didn't, like, I think as the song went on, you did, like, kind of overperform it a little bit and, like, kind of went, like, too ragey about it. And it's, like, yeah, it's, like, kind of, like, a sad, like, mournful song. And it was, like, yeah, you, like, kind of, like, went into, like, rage and like, yeah, it needed to stay at the emotion that it was at the beginning of the song, which is, like, kind of sad. It wasn't bad, but, like, yeah, like, I'm not sure how you'll do, because tonight's been really good. But I liked... this is hard. Because, like, I liked it, but, like, it was, like, not normal faded. So, yeah. That's all I really have to say.
Okay, well, Lash is up next, so.
Yay!
Yep.
Okay, final minute.
Bad romance, rah rah ah ah ah, ah. Rah ma ma ga ga, ooh la la. Want your bad romance. I want your ugly. I want your disease. I want your everything as long as it's free. I want your love, 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 love. I want your love. I want your drama, the touch of your hand. I want your leather studded kiss in the sand. I want your love, 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 love. I want your love,
love, love, love, your love.
You know that I want you, and you know that I need you. I want the bad, your bad romance.
I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance.
Oh, 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 oh.
I want your love.
Love it, all your lovers revenge. You and me could write a fair romance.
ma ra ma ma ga ga ooh la la, want your bad romance.
Closing up the night. Yeah.
Am I first on this one? I think I am, because it's background.
Yeah, I went first on Faded.
Okay. Lash. I love this. You like, kind of sounded like Gaga at some points, and I was like,
yeah.
And like, and so I like, yeah, I was like really into this. I thought you like were super like grooving, you had great energy, like your vocals were awesome. I loved your layering. There's one part where you like, you were like at the end, you were like singing like the like caught in a bat, like that thing, like underneath something else.
I think, yeah, I loved so that
cool. I was like, whoa, that is awesome. I've never heard anybody do that before, and that was so
yeah.
Cool. I think you like took this and really made it your own. Like you sounded like Gaga at some parts, but then also you like really made it like Lash's version of this. This was really good. Like good job. yeah. What did you think, Val?
Yeah, this was super good. This was like sexy. I was like, oh my Lash. like yeah, you like this is like a good example of like using like Gaga's like pronunciations, but like still making it your own. Like you could tell you're like kind of channeling Gaga, but it was also, it was like Lash with Gaga pronunciations. yeah, this is super, super good. I could like picture this like blaring over like in a club and people dancing to it. Like, and I loved the French in there was like cool and like, oh, and the I know that I want you, I know that I need you, that was like really cool and really sexy, and like the harmonies and like the layering, just like everything about this was awesome.
Yeah, what did you think, Jeffers?
I agree. I'm always so impressed with your layering, Lash, and your harmonies and your mixing. I mean, how in the world do you do this in Audacity?
The mixing's always awesome.
How in the world do you do this in Audacity? I'm like amazed by you. anyway, I like the, I don't have a lot to add except the rap was, I like the rap a lot. And I had some nitpicks, like, there was one part in, I think, the first verse where at the very lowest part of the verse, it sounded a little pitchy, just very slightly. And I wasn't, there was one stylistic choice you did in the second verse where it sounded nasal or something. I can't remember exactly what the phrase was, but there was something I didn't like in there. But I mean, other than that, your energy and your performance was great and, like, good job once again.
Yeah, Lash, you're like poning this competition.
Awesome. Oh, and I really liked the free bitch baby.
Yes. God, I just like really liked you. Oh crap.
I
That's
know.
The bitch baby.
Oh no. The iPhone has been dropped. Oh trash.
No.
It's okay. It has a case now, so I don't feel so bad. Okay, so we can go into results.
Yes.
Who won for you guys tonight? Val, I'm going to say who won for you.
Lash.
Really?
Yar.
Who won for you, Jeffers?
Lash, yeah.
Really?
Sorry.
See, Melly won for me. Lash.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, Melly
sure.
Was my second.
See, I was, like, really torn between Melly and Lash, so I'm not really sure. But good job, Melly, and good job, Lash. You both kicked butt tonight in a really good night.
Yeah, I, like... I'm, like... I don't know. I just think she totally deserved the win because, like, it was so great.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Good job, Melly.
Yeah.
Yay!
So, yeah, who is next for you, Jeffers?
After those two?
Yeah.
I have Omi next.
Oh, I have Songbird next.
Me too. Okay, yeah. So Omi, Lash, Songbird, and Melly are all safe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that leaves Turtle, Faded, and Cookies, which is a very surprising bottom three.
It's like, we don't want to lose any of you guys.
Yeah, we really don't want to lose any of you guys. I mean, the thing is, it's top six. No matter what we do, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
really good.
Like, yeah. it's just been like so good, and it's like really.
I know.
About cutting one of you guys, and, like thinking about cutting people even in later weeks is like so scary to me, and I'm like.
I know.
Ah! So
This is like one of the hardest weeks so far.
I know.
Yeah, this week was really.
It is the hardest week, in fact.
So, like, really good job to you guys.
Yes.
And like, okay, so what did you, so who is next for you? Or I guess I should say who's next because it's my turn, technically. Turtle was next for me. So,
me too.
Yeah. And like, I like. Okay. Yeah, I'm not happy with who we're cutting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, none of us are. But,
it was, yeah, it was, like, song choice.
It was, and, like, it was just really sad. And for both of you, I think it was song choice. Like,
yeah.
It was just, like, a little bit too low. And, like, Cookies was doing, like, weird voice things, and her timing was off. So, Jeffers, you're the bearer of bad news.
Oh, man. I love Faded and Cookies. Ugh.
You're okay. The teddy bear, so they'll be happy because you're, like, a teddy bear or something.
Well, in the end, we, like, really discussed it. And in the end, one person just barely edged out the other person. And so, tonight, Faded, you're safe. So, I'm sorry, Cookies. You've done
but
good,
you did
though,
really good in this competition. Like, this is some of the best songs I've heard from you in this competition.
Same here. It was just a bad week. Or not even a bad week. It was a really hard week in general.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't do bad. Like,
no.
I really didn't. So.
Not at all.
But anyway, next week, we are going to do what we have decided to call, I guess, mellow pop.
It's contemporary? I don't know what you would call it.
Mellow. Reverse spectrum.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have to tell Jeffers one thing.
Oh, really?
Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hold on, sorry. I just want to tell you that I'm taking one artist off the list.
Which is that? Okay.
You good with that?
Cool. Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
If there's one song I wanted someone to do, but I'll just pitch it to them.
Oh, well, there is going to be a judge's choice.
Yes, I'll just try and pitch them that later, then.
Good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay, so we're calling it Mellow Pop, I guess. And so, here are the artists we will send out an email. So, Sarah Bareilles, is that how you say her name?
Bareilles? I don't know. Something like that.
You know, I'm not gonna write to you a love song. There you go, Jeffers. Do that for Love Me. Love song. Love Me entry is gonna be that. No, okay.
You can't tell them that I openly hate this theme. Sorry, Go Dragon. Shh.
Okay. And then Daniel Powder,
mm-hmm.
Savage Garden, Mariah Carey, Adele. Ugh, God, I cannot talk. Charisse. I don't know that.
Charisse.
Okay. Charisse. That was the only one I didn't know, and I didn't want to ask because I don't know, whatever. Ava Cassidy, John Mayer, Sarah McLachlan. Michael Bublé, I really hope
he yes, I love him!
Nora Jones and Regina Spektor are the artists.
A lot of good artists to pick from this.
Yeah, so many good artists. So, like, yeah. And I, like, absolutely love you all. So, good job tonight. Epic night. Let's make next week epic, too.
Awesome.
Top six, you gotta bring your A game, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Yep.
Good night.